You give them something to eat. Use the name of Jesus and perform miracles. From Scripture in Luke 9, verse 13, we hear, He replied, You give them something to eat. They answered, We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all this crowd. Now, Jesus was always very purposeful and intentional. We all know the story of Jesus' miracle and how he used the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to feed over 5,000 men, women, and children. I'm drawn to Jesus' initial response to his disciples. You give them something to eat. Just a few verses earlier, Jesus had given them power and authority and sent them forth to preach the gospel. They had finished their mission trips and returned to report their experiences. They left with Jesus and were off preaching in another village. Suddenly, they saw a great need. Sadly, the disciples did not understand that they possessed the ability to meet the needs of the crowd. They saw limits to their power and authority, and yet Jesus' response shows that he understood the power he possessed and had given the disciples. He had given them all they needed, but they did not know how to use it. In fact, the greater miracles had already happened. The disciples had been given all the power and authority they would ever need, the name of Jesus. Child of God, why are we so ignorant of our power and authority as sons and daughters of God? Why is it that even though God says we are higher than angels and demonic spirits, we walk around with a helpless mindset similar to that of the disciples? Why do we fail to understand that as children of God created in His image, we have all the power and authority we will ever need to overcome sickness, lack, insufficiency, strongholds, and demonic attack? We have power and might in the name of Jesus. Are you sitting back, waiting on God for His solutions, answers, or miracles? If so, I encourage you to seize the moment. Trust God and do what Jesus told His disciples. You perform the miracles. Father, thank you for anointing me to be a blessing to others. I accept your gifts and abundant grace. Holy Spirit, I commit to trust in your instruction and to walk in faith, believing that I can do all things in Jesus' name. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.